There was a slow, asthmatic, wheezing cough. Then the monumental knitting woman spoke. "Ginevra, you're tired. You'd better go to bed." The girl started. Her fingers stopped their mechanical action.
"I'm not tired, Mother."
Gerard recognized appreciatively the musical quality of her voice. It had the sweet singing quality that lends enchantment to the most commonplace utterances. "Yes, you are. I always know. I don't think you'll be able to do any sightseeing tomorrow."
"Oh, but I shall. I'm quite all right."
In a thick, hoarse voice, almost a grating voice, her mother said, "No, you're not. You're going to be ill."
"I'm not. I'm not."
The girl began trembling violently. A soft, calm voice said, "I'll come up with you, Ginny." The quiet young woman with wide, thoughtful grey eyes and neatly coiled dark hair rose to her feet. Old Mrs. Boynton said, "No, let her go up alone." The girl cried,
"I want Nadine to come."
"Then of course I will." The young woman moved a step forward. The old woman said, "The child prefers to go by herself, don't you, Ginny?" There was a pause. A pause of a moment. Then Ginevra Boynton said, her voice suddenly flat and dull,
"Yes, I'd rather go alone. Thank you, Nadine."
She moved away, a tall, angular figure that moved with a surprising grace. Dr. Gerard lowered his paper and took a full, satisfying gaze at old Mrs. Boynton. She was looking after her daughter, and her fat face was creased into a peculiar smile. It was, very faintly, a caricature of the lovely, unearthly smile that had transformed the girl's face so short a time before. Then the old woman transferred her gaze to Nadine. The latter had just sat down again. She raised her eyes and met her mother-in-law's glance. Her face was quite imperturbable. The old woman's glance was malicious.